Country Bob FM.
Party favor.
Yes.
This thing is about, what is that, about 2 cents? You think that costs to make one of those?
I would say right in there.
Cheapo.
Right in there.
Gets the job done, though. One of our better noisemakers. It's the almanac. This should be one of our better almanacs as well, I'm going to assume, since it's Monday and I didn't have a chance to work on it until this morning because I was gone. But
that's the way I always do it.
Right. And yours are always stellar. That's why we post them on the website, the archives, every one of yours.
I think I had like 12 or 13 audio clips.
That's above and beyond. Friday,
that was the most I've ever had.
You're really trying to live up to something. I don't know what it is, but
I'm trying to do you proud, man.
Keep trying.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Do your best. Upholstery Industries brings you the almanac. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries online, upholsteryindustries.com, or you can even email them at info@upholstery-industries.com. Monday, March 25th, 84th day of the year, 281. This date, 1609, Henry Hudson, Hank, embarks on an exploration for Dutch East India Company, trying to find a passage to Asia towards North America through the Arctic. And it's all about spices again, Neil. They want herbs. They want spices. They need to get to Asia for spices and tea, all this simple stuff. And he basically got lost. He didn't realize what was there. He was in New York. He found the Hudson River and then the Hudson Bay. And, of course, he eventually was just set adrift by his mutineers, his crew, which mutinied on him.
Right.
And they just set him adrift in Hudson Bay.
With no spices.
No spices. He never did get the spices.
Jeez.
And that's too bad. Yeah. But we got a lot of bodies of water named after the guy.
Yeah, we
Hudson,
did.
Wisconsin's named after him.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever in Hudson, but something happened. Somebody named Hudson because it reminded them of the bluffs of the Hudson River, I think is what it was. I don't know. You can confirm that if that's correct or not. I don't know. Now, 1934, it is a tradition unlike any other.
In 1934, it was not even known as the Masters. It was the Augusta National Invitational, and Horton Smith won the inaugural event.
Horton heard a who, and he also sunk some putts.
And then got a very nice jacket.
Horton Smith, he won the first Masters golf tournament. I think he won it again in a couple of years after that. I think he was the champ in 34 and 36. For Horton Smith, that's your trivia question. We're not giving anything away, but if we were, the question would have been, who won the first Masters, I think, and it would have been Horton Smith. Oh, speaking of herbs and spices, the first ever paprika mill was incorporated in Dahlin, South Carolina. Finally, some paprika here in the United States, 1941. It was about time we had some paprika. Do you like paprika? What do you use your paprika? I love using smoked paprika on my deviled eggs.
There you go.
That's what
good.
You do. Or you sprinkle over the top of your potato salad.
Yes.
Again, with hard-boiled eggs on the top of those.
Yes. And onions and celery are a must.
1944, Royal Air Force Flight Sergeant Nicholas Alcamade survives a jump from his bomber from 18,000 feet without a parachute.
Oh, boy.
18,000 feet he survived because he was broken by pine trees, soft snow, and he suffers only a sprained leg. Now, he did have a pine cone embedded somewhere where you don't want a pine cone for the rest of his life, but he lived.
Right. You can live with a little uncomfortableness.
There. 1961.
Look out. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. It looks as if it's Elvis Presley.
Oh, my.
It
is. Elvis is getting off the plane. He's shaking his head. He's accompanied by quite a few people there. And
Elvis Presley on this date landed in Hawaii, and he performed on the USS Arizona. And that was a big fundraiser. $62,000 for the USS Arizona Memorial Fund. And that would be his last live show. He wouldn't do another show until his, I believe, his comeback special, maybe. 8 years later, something like that. He didn't do a live show again for another 8 years, but he performed in Pearl Harbor, this date, 1961 for Elvis. In 69, John Lennon and Yoko Ono made news.
I think, though, that flabbergasts Dutchman a bit is, what do you see in Holland as a honeymoon country?
It's a beautiful place, and Amsterdam is a place where a lot of things happen to the youth, you know. It's an important place, you know.
Although they're not going to go and see it because they're doing their bed in for peace, Neil. In Amsterdam, Yoko Ono and John Lennon had just gotten married, right, and they started their first bed in for peace, 1969. It was kind of strange, but got a lot of
media coverage. Yes.
And that's kind of what Yoko Ono and John Lennon did. And then the Beatles hadn't broken up yet. Technically, he was still in the Beatles.
Yes.
This day at 69. How about in 1995?
In the last 3 years, I had had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind. And I will continue my journey to making myself a better person so that I can help others. But I'm here today to make a statement about my future. There's been a lot of speculation about my plan, and here they are. I will fight again, and I look forward to working with them and seeing you soon. May Allah bless you all.
Mike Tyson, a better boxer or a better linguist?
Boxer, I would have to go with.
That was Mike Tyson. He had just been released from an Indiana youth center. He had been in prison for 3 years for raping beauty pageant contestant Desiree Washington, released on this date. Mike Tyson, 1995. 2004, in Georgia, the House of Representatives in that state voted 134-0, bipartisan support to name a stretch of Interstate 85 for Alan Jackson. That was 2004. The governor then unfortunately vetoed it because he was a Garth Brooks fan. 2006, this date, sad day, country music.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
That's Buck Owens singing. And this date, Buck Owens died at the age of 76. One of the most talented performers ever.
One of the good guys.
Banjo, if it was a stringed instrument, he could play it. He and Roy Clark were a great team on Hee Haw.
It always seemed like he was having fun.
And I don't think Buck Owens ever did a song that was longer than 225.
Nope. Maxed out right
very,
there.
Very radio friendly. He died on this date, 2006. And then 10 years later, 3 years ago.
Hola, Habana! Buenas noches, mi gente de Cuba!
You haven't heard somebody speak Spanish until you've heard Mick Jagger speak Spanish. The Rolling Stones made musical history. They had a free concert in Havana, Cuba. About 500,000 people were there. That's a pretty big concert. And this was 3 years ago.
Wow.
Mick's still sounding good.
Yeah.
Live, does he not? And he's not lip-syncing. Yeah. That was on this date, 2016. Birthdays now.
Good morning and welcome to the Critics' Corner. Thank you, Willard. Stanley Kubrick's new film, The Shining, based on Stephen King's novel, opens today.
Around?
After a year of build-up, it is a letdown.
What? He gave a negative review to The Shining? Gene Shalit. Gene Shalit is 93 today. Happy birthday going out to him. That's him on the Today Show. Doing his reviews. He had the big hair, the big mustache.
Paper roses.
Anita Bryant. No, that's not Marie Osmond, who had a big hit with this. This is Anita Bryant.
Oh, how
79 today for Anita Bryant. Neil, can you tell me what time it is?
TV theme time, baby.
Uh-huh. Red and white Gran Torino streaking through the streets in hot pursuit. Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, sure.
And it is David Starsky's birthday today. Paul Michael Glazer. How he was able to run down perps with that big, heavy sweater that he wore.
Yeah.
You know, he wore that sweater before the Big Lebowski did. And that's Paul Michael Glazer, 76 today. This was the first singing and recording artist that I fell in love with when I was a kid.
Get back home, cat. Living in the city ain't where it's at.
I begged and begged and begged for the Greatest Hits album. Elton John finally got it. And I wore that thing out.
So good.
Elton John, 72 here today. You remember Holly Gennaro from the Die Hard movies?
I do. One and two.
If you're going to continue to get this close, do you think you might consider switching aftershaves?
Anything else?
Stronger mouthwash might be nice.
And his name was Dick Thornburg.
Yeah.
As
she was not a big fan.
Holly! Well, remember, she punched him out.
Right.
And that worked out pretty good.
He kind of had it coming.
So that's Bonnie Bedelia, who played Holly Gennaro McClain in the Die Hard movies. 71 today.
But I'm all tied up, baby.
Tied up,
tied up, baby.
Something's got a hold on me.
All tied.
Ronnie McDowell, Older Women. The King is Gone. He was a big Elvis guy.
Yes, he was.
Kind of fashioned himself as kind of he was an Elvis impersonator. Yeah. Yeah. Ronnie McDowell, happy birthday.
How
he is
he
69.
All right.
69 today. Mary Gross, who is Michael Gross's sister, she was on Saturday Night Live. Michael Gross was on Family Ties.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mary Gross.
Rockefeller Center to find out what Christmas means to children.
It's a major headache. The stores are crowded and this traffic.
It's so commercialized. I was in Macy's a few months ago, and they already had the Christmas decorations.
Mary Gross, 66. Hey, hey, hey. You remember What's Happening? Hey, hey, hey. The guy who played Dwayne always said, hey, hey, hey.
Oh, sure.
Come on, Dwayne. Where are you?
Hey, Dwayne, do we have enough money for the movies?
No. We would if we were senior citizens. They get in for half price.
Well, isn't Rerun considered a senior citizen? He's been a senior at school for 3 years.
Haywood Nelson, what's happening, everybody? 59 today. Another TV theme, so what time is it?
TV theme,
yeah,
Jeff.
It is.
Okay.
That's when I get lazy. Just throw the TV theme up there. I can't
like
find a
four
quote.
Of them.
Yeah. Oh, so you claim 12 clips. Every TV theme only counts as one third.
Oh,
so
well,
you need three TV themes to include one actual clip.
But I only had.
So she was Carrie nine. On Sex and the City. She was in Footloose and a lot of different things. Sarah Jessica Parker. Some call her Horseface. I don't know why. But I don't call her that.
Very pretty lady.
Sarah Jessica Parker is 54. More music here for you. Jeff Healey.
Nice.
No relation to Major Healey from I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Right.
That's the Jeff Healey band.
Very nice.
He's in his 50s now. He's 53. Happy birthday.
Turn your angel eyes my way.
And then Danica Patrick, the fine
sure.
race car driver. She was Indy, and then she went NASCAR. As she was with Aaron Rodgers for a while, was she not? Weren't
I think
they
she
weren't
still
they an
is.
Item? They really?
She
didn't give up on him with his diminishing skills as a quarterback.
Well, he's still got
she
the
should,
fat.
She
wallet.
Should be the Vikings. She should be a Vikings fan actually, and she loves her GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
She's Danica Patrick, 37.
All right, on the gone but not forgotten category, Academy Award-winning actor Ed Begley Sr. He won Oscar for Sweet Bird of Youth, and I guess he probably would be the father of
I prefer Junior.
Ed Begley Jr. We probably know him a little bit better. That was, by the way, 1901. 1911, assassin Jack Ruby, he killed Lee Harvey Oswald, but he did it on TV. And
if you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it. Time, Lee Harvey Oswald was being, you know, jailed and on his way to a hearing, I think. He was the guy they accused of killing JFK, of course. You know, the whole deal. 1911, 1918, the great Howard Cosell.
There are a number of routes in yesterday's NFL games, and because certain teams so dominated, we thought we'd show you typical plays from each game, like this one. Minnesota against Chicago. The Bears with the ball. The pitch out to Walter Payton, number 34. What a day he had. 182 yards. These were some of those yards as he high-stepped it in for the touchdown.
I don't think you'd probably be surprised, but there was a missed tackle there by Willie Teal.
Really?
On that
Soul Patrol couldn't bring him down?
26-7, the Bears beat the Vikings. That was from 79. The Purple People Eaters, what was left of them? I think that was Jim Marshall's last year.
Yes.
There wasn't much left.
Should have been done.
No.
Yeah. Howard Cosell was fantastic and born on this day, 1918. Musician Hoyt Axton.
You know, there's some things I forgot to tell you guys, and they're really important. Number one, he hates bright lights. We know that. But you got to keep him out of the sunlight. Sunlight will kill him. Number two, keep him away from water. Don't give him any water to drink. And whatever you do, don't give him a bath. And probably the most important thing, don't ever feed him after midnight.
Those are the rules for gremlins.
Ah, talking about gremlins. Hoyt Axton there.
Did you know he wrote
performer?
He wrote Never Been to Spain. He wrote Joy to the World.
Yes.
And his mom wrote, is it Heartbreak Hotel?
Heartbreak Hotel.
One of the big Elvis songs,
say,
right?
Yes. Yes. Hoyt Axton, his mother May, they were musically inclined as well, 1938. And one more, speaking of musically inclined, what about Aretha?
She's all natural.
No Botox, no surgeries, no. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Aretha Franklin was born on this day, 1942. The Queen of Soul, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon. Would you like to start it with Poncho and Lefty, Willie and Merle, or Joe Diffie, bigger than the Beatles, since we had John Lennon starting his bet in on this date? How about George Strait, Wrapped?
Oh, dandies today. Let's. I got to go Poncho and Lefty, I think.
Here it comes.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM.